Well, shalom, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, I try to bring you something of interest in Jewish music. This is show number 245 for April 7th, 2014. I just want you to take note that there will be no programs for the following 2 weeks, and God be willing, I'll be back on April 28th to resume, and I trust you'll be there with me. I hope you will. I may have to send a reminder out to you. Are you on my email list? Do you receive the cantorial calendar? If you do want to be informed, it's very simple. Just contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. And I'll put you on the list, and you'll be informed about everything that's happening in the world of Chazanut. And Jewish music in general. Okay, this is a Pesach special, and those of you who have been listening to me over the years, 1977, how many years is that now? Wow. 77, 23, 14, wow, 37 years. You know I'm a traditionalist, and there are a couple of selections that I play every year. So here we go. This is a classic, certainly a favorite of mine. This is the Malofsky sisters and their famous father, Shmuel Malofsky, with the Firkashes.
Ma nishtano, ma nishtano, ma nishtano, ma nishtano,
great. The Malofsky sisters, yes. You've listened to my interviews from over 20 years ago with them, and they're classics, really classics. Well, this next selection is the Americaner Firkashes. And as you listen to this, I'll give you the translations. It's in Yiddish. And I want you to realize that this was written over 100 years ago. Yes, over 100 years ago. This was from an album of Professor Goldsmith. He was a professor in Connecticut, teacher of Yiddish. And there are some classics on that album. But let's hear Americaner Firkashes.
Tate, ich will dich fragen, Firkashes. Die erste Kasche will ich dich fragen. Man ist da noch allein, lo hase. Was ist verändert geworden, die dosige Nacht von Pesach, von alle Nacht von a ganz Jahr? Schebechol alleles. Alle Nacht von a ganz Jahr essen wir, was wir willen. Sei a jüdischen Steak, sei Pork Chops,
Oi.
Sei Fisch mit Chrein, sei Oysters, sei Lokschenkugel, sei Pumpkin Pie. Alaylo aze, die dosige Nacht von Pesach, essen mir nur Matze und nur Morr. Und als mir willen essen Chometz, hat uns die Mame angesagt, können mir gehen in ein Restaurant auf Broadway. Worum in Stubis bei ihr, sagt sie, strictly Pesach. Uns hat man plötzlich geheißen Anton de Hetz, ausgesetzt am Tisch, gegeben uns in die Hände rein, sie durmlich mit der Gottes, wir sollen reingucken. Sitzen wir wie die Dummies und wir gucken. Was ist das für eine Komödie? Wie so heißt die Play?
Okay, Father, I want to ask you 4 questions. The first question I will ask you is, why is this night of Pesach, Passover, different from all the nights of the entire year? On all nights of the entire year, we eat whatever we want to, both a Jewish steak and pork chops, both fish and horseradish and oysters, both noodle pudding and pumpkin pie. Halaylo hazeh. On this night of Passover, we eat only matzah and bitter herbs, and if we want to eat something not kosher, for Pesach, Mother told us we could go to a restaurant on Broadway because in her house, she says, it's strictly kosher for Pesach. We have suddenly been told to don our hats. We've been seated at the table. We've been given prayer books and Haggadahs to look into. So we sit like dummies and look. What kind of comedy is this? What's the play called?
Hab ich dich, Tate, gefragt, ein Kasche. Die andere Kasche will ich dich fragen. Für was hat etwas die Mame abgeschickt, die christliche Kirchen auf a ganz Pesach? Was schämen wir sich also mit unser Jontif? Sie mir schämen sich damit, was mir haben sich allein befreit von Golis Mitzrayim und geworden von Sklaven von Zigeiners a Volk? Hab ich dich, Tate, gefragt, 2 Kasches.
Okay, this is, so Father, I've asked you 1 question. The other question I will ask you is, why did Mother send the Christian cook away for all of Passover? Why are we so ashamed of our festival? Are we ashamed of having liberated ourselves from Egyptian exile and having become, instead of slaves and gypsies, a nation? Okay, that's the second question.
Die dritte Kasche will ich dich fragen. Für was hast du uns abgegeben in school, wir sollen lernen nur Englisch allein? Und hast vergessen uns lernen Jiddisch, unsere eigene Sprache. Oder die Sprache, was auf ihr ist geschrieben, die Bibel. Die Sprache, was auf ihr haben gerät, die Neviim. Die Sprache, was auf ihr ist voran, sagt man eine reiche, eine schöne Literatur. Für was haben wir uns gehasert, die Historie von allen Völkern, die alte und die neue. Nur die Historie von ein Volk haben wir durchgelost. Die Historie von unser eigen Jiddisch Volk.
So, Father, I've asked you 2 questions. The third question I will ask you is, why did you send us to school to study only English, forgetting to teach us Yiddish, our own our own tongue, or the tongue in which the Bible is written, the tongue in which there is, it is said, a rich and beautiful literature. Why have we learned the history of all nations, ancient and modern, but the history of one people we skipped, the history of our own people?
Hab ich dich tate gefragt, drei Kasches, die vierte Kasche will ich dich fragen. Par was weißen wir, wenn es Christmas, wenn es Washington's Birthday, wenn es Lincoln's Birthday, wenn es Decoration Day und Thanksgiving Day? Und wir weißen nicht, wenn es Hanukkah, was ist Purim, wenn es Sukkis und was bedeutet Pesach? Vor was wissen wir, wer es gewesen Shakespeare, Edgar Allan Poe und Mark Twain? Und wir wissen nicht, wer es gewesen Yehuda Halevi, Mendel Moichers Sforim, Chaim Nachman Bialik und noch unsere eigene Dichter und Schriftsteller. Vor was und vor was und vor was? Vor was soll ich dich überhaupt dürfen fragen, Cautious.
So, Father, I've asked you three questions. The fourth question I will ask you is, why do we know when it's Christmas, when it's Washington's birthday, Lincoln's birthday, Decoration Day, and Thanksgiving Day, but we don't know when it's Hanukkah, what Purim is, when it's Sukkot, and what Passover is all about? Why do we know the following, Shakespeare, Edgar Allan Poe, Mark Twain, without knowing Yehuda Halevi, Mendel Mochan Sforim, and Chaim Nachman Bialik, and others of our own poets and writers? Why, most of all, should I have to ask you questions?
Hab ich dich schon vorher gefragt, alle vier Kasches. Azind, bet ich dich, du sollst mir entfern a Teretz auf meine Kasches. Und als du wirst mir nicht entfern kein Teretz auf meine Kasches, will ich dir allein entfern a Teretz. A Vodim hoinu.
Oh, wow. Okay. I want you to know, first let me give you the translation. So, Father, I've already asked you all four questions. Now, I ask you to answer my questions. And if you don't provide an answer to my questions, I will provide an answer myself. Avodim hoyinu. Wow, we were slaves. Yes. And this is 100 years ago. They say, Ein chadash takat ha-shemesh, right? There's nothing new under the sun. And this was written in the first decade of the 20th century. And sadly, there is nothing new under the sun. Well, last week I played a rebroadcast of a Bensian Schenker interview that I did 20 years ago. And I spoke with Bensian. I was with Bensian Friday morning at the bris of Zalman Kopel's son out in Brooklyn, and I had the pleasure of sitting with Bensian and chatting with him. And here is an interview that I did with him just yesterday concerning his new album, which will be featuring many selections for Pesach after the interview. So let's hear this right now. I'm very pleased to have with me Bensian Schenker. My listeners know that I'm a great fan of yours, Bensian. Shalom.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to hear this.
Oh, well.
Shalom to you.
Well,
we go back a pretty far way, I think.
Oh, yes, yes. And
when was the last time? When was the first time that we did a radio show, I think? Well, Do you remember what year it was?
Sure, it was 1994. It was 20 years ago. And
20 years ago.
I just played that. I was out of the country last couple of weeks, and last week I played a replay of that great interview from 20 years ago, and then that was a 2-hour interview, and then 3 years ago we did another. It's show number 125 on the archive. So your lovers were so excited about being able to hear those great programs. They were just wonderful.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so you just came out with a new CD. Tell us about it.
This is after 20 years hiatus, I guess. I haven't done anything in the last 20 years. And, you know, it's remarkable that I even started working on it because you realize I'm not a youngster anymore.
Uh-huh.
And it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of work, a lot of patience, and a lot of heartaches, too, you know. Headaches and heartaches. But I have a friend, actually, they became very, very close to me in the last 5 years. Became a very great admirer of my music.
Uh-huh.
And he's also an admirer of Andy Statman's music.
Uh-huh.
So by having us both, we dominate in the same shul, you know, at Mudgett's.
Yes.
And Coney Island Avenue and Flatbush. Both I and Andy Statman davened there, and we became very close also.
Andy Statman davened there? Wow.
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
I see him every Shabbos. I don't see him during the week, but during every Shabbos we're there. And then whenever we have any kind of mesiba, any kind of, like we do that for the yortzeiten of the Rebbe's, and also during Chol HaMoed, Sukkot and Pesach, we have like a gathering where people come, like a sort of a kumzis type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's always Andy Statman that's accompanying me on the mandolin.
Wow!
Yeah,
wow.
It's going on already quite a few years already. So this fellow that became very that is close to both of us started speaking about we got to do a record together. We got to do a record together because, and at first I didn't take him seriously, but then after he hacked me a chain a long time, you know. You guys, we started thinking about it. Both Andy and I were very eager to start on it. And actually, it took us probably about a year and a half from the time we started to the time we came out with it.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, you know, it's not easy.
Yes.
To get studio time sometime. Andy insisted we do it in a studio someplace in downtown Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
That he was working with many times already, with many different groups. And he thought that fellow there, first of all, he's a very competent engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a very, very wonderful, and everything that's probably the most modern type of technology you can think of.
Uh-huh.
And he thought that would be the way to go. And I'm really glad that we did go with this fellow because he happens to be very, very experienced and competent, and has an exceptionally good ear.
Uh huh.
And he's a Gentile, not Jewish. And it's, I think, the first time he ever did a Jewish record, I think. And he became very into it also. He actually was able to sing along with some of the songs already, you know?
Well, it's so interesting how I've been meeting some non-Jews who have been telling me how the Jewish music is something that they love. And I'm always surprised when I hear that.
I'll tell you, I can tell you a little anecdote that was actually true. You know, I had a colored woman taking care of my wife before she was nifter. Incidentally, her yahrzeit is the first night of Pesach. Second yahrzeit.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah. I think you remember my wife, I
yes,
believe.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
We were at the house. Yes.
We met a number of times.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And
you were at some concerts of...
Yeah, with Helscott and so
yes,
forth.
Yes,
yeah.
Sure, of course.
Anyway, we had a colored woman here. And at one time, I got a... after I visited Israel the last time, they had some sort of evening that was devoted to my music, and it was like sort of a tribute or whatever it is. And they sent me a copy of that particular evening, and I put it on the video machine. It was in my wife's room, actually, where we did it. And she was there also, and they played, the first thing they played was Mizmor LeDavid, which
uh-huh.
is a very... a very well-known piece of mine.
Yes.
Mizmor LeDavid. Mm-hmm. That's actually, I'm sure you're aware that Sony put out a record with Helscott and Perlman.
Yes.
Where we have that Mizmor LeDavid on there.
Yes.
So anyway, she's standing there. She says, I know that song. And I look at her and I say, you know that song? How would you know that song? She says, well, I worked with a different family before I came here, and they used to play that record very often.
Wow.
So I say to her, where'd you work? Who'd you work with? So she told me that Dr. Sassoon or something. And then she says, so I tell you, would you believe it if I told you that I'm the composer of that song? She says, no, I can't believe it. So she says, oh, let me go call my previous boss, in other words,
in Florida, yeah.
Mrs. Sassoon. And she calls and I hear her say, Hannah, you know, I'm working at a place now, and I was playing that song that, you know, which I liked very much. And the man tells me he's a composer. So obviously she must have asked her, what's his name? And she said, my name. She said, you better believe it, she said. And she was gushing, I'm telling you.
That's great. That's a great story.
and later on, we had a birthday party for one of my son-in-law's. And his parents came from, his grandfather came from Israel. They were they made Aliyah to America after the First World War. Uh-huh. And I had one of my grandchildren made it like sort of a video about the whole family to show everybody. And she had on the side of the video, she had playing music that was sort of part of the narration. And when they showed the grandfather when he left the Yerushalayim right after the First World War, they had actually a picture of him.
Oh, really?
And so she played Yerushalayim Eicha. Yerushalayim Eicha. And this Claudette was there together with my wife. And the next morning she comes over and says, Rabbi Schenker, that song they played last night on that video that we saw, that was your own song, wasn't it? So I said, which one are you referring to? She said, well, it was a very moody piece, very, very soul type of thing. So I realized it must have been Yerushalayim Eicha. So I sang it for her. She said, yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. Could I have a copy of that? I found actually a cassette that had it, and I gave it to her.
Wow.
So you see that music is very universal.
Yes, it does touch souls, yes. Yeah.
It's obviously great. She listens to a lot of even gospel music, which is really mm-hmm. a lot of soul music, too.
Now, there are over 20 selections on this new CD, and there are quite a few for Pesach. And, you know, Bensian, every year I have a problem in a way because it's strange. The cantors did not most cantors never recorded anything for Pesach. Hallel.
When they have one thing they probably did, that's Tal, which Yosela has.
Oh, yes, Tal, but from the Seder. I'm talking about
The Seder. I don't think anybody has anything at a Seder.
Just here and there, of course. Of course, Patsy Israel and Hallel. But it's such a pleasure to be able to share with my audience this wonderful album. Tell us about, I'll be playing the selections right after this interview, but tell us a little bit about some of them.
Okay. A song like Holach Ma'anya, which actually opens up the Seder. That's the first piece we say when we sit down to the Seder.
Right, right.
I composed a melody for Pesach of 5721. That's Tavshin Chof Aleph. That's 1961.
Wow.
That goes back quite a bit. It's more than 50 years. The tune is set to the declaration with which the Seder begins. This is the bread of affliction that our forefathers ate as slaves in Egypt. And it goes on to invite others to join us at the Pesach meal and concludes with, today we are here, next year may we be in Eretz Yisrael. Today we are like slaves, next year may we be free.
Uh-huh.
And if you listen to Andy Statman's mandolin playing here, you'll find something very, very interesting.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, No one would believe that I actually composed a new Dayenu, which I think that I don't think there's anything on in this world besides Dayenu.
I know.
But everybody knows, right? Anyway, when I was in Florida a number of years ago, about 5 years ago, one of my fans there who I used to travel with, he gave me rides. In fact, this was on our way to the airport in Fort Lauderdale to go back. So he says to me, "I've been seeing maybe you can compose a new Dayenu." So I say, "Why do you want a new Dayenu?" He says, "I'm getting sick and tired of the old one." Nobody knows anything else.
Right.
So sure enough, when I went out to the plane, I started thinking about it, and I came up with a new Dayenu.
Wow.
And this is what we have over here.
That's so great. That's great.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have Lefichoch and Val HaKol. Tell us a little bit about Val HaKol.
What?
Val HaKol.
Val HaKol is making waves now. It's become very, very popular. It's being sung at weddings already. Actually, it gained its popularity about 3 months ago at a wedding of the Baba Varebi, married off his daughter. And I actually bequeathed him this melody for the wedding.
Wow.
He was very, very happy to receive it. And when they started playing it and singing it at the wedding, it went off like a fireball, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they just kept on dancing and dancing to it. And then during the whole week of Sheva Brachas, every night there was again they went through, so it became very, very popular. People know it already, and it's been played already at other weddings since then.
Wow, that's
and,
great.
And Val HaKol is of course part of benching, part of the grace after mm-hmm. meals,
right?
And acknowledges that God is the source of everything, and concludes with the blessing for the land and the food that it yields.
Gotcha. Okay, and then we have
I composed this in 5769. That's Tov Shein Samach Tes. That's 2009.
Oh, it's a recent one. Very recent. And now you have Harachamon.
Harachamon. This is part of the grace after meals.
Mm-hmm.
During the festivals, and of course Pesach has it also. This reflects our yearning for the Messianic age, when the righteous will sit with their spiritual crowns upon their heads,
mm-hmm.
delighting in the radiance of the divine presence.
And
I composed this actually in 5766 at the Tov Shein Samach Vav, that's 2006.
I'm glad you're telling us the English year, because when you do the 5,000 with so-and-so, I got to do
relate.
A whole thing. Oh, yeah. What am I going to do? Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Now, you have so many wonderful versions of Betzeis Yisrael. I mean, and this is a...
I'll tell you... there's a fellow in Israel that does all. Whenever I compose anything new, I write it by hand, and I fax it to him, and he puts it into the computer, and I get it back like a printed piece of music. You know?
Wow!
So this fellow I was speaking to just this past week, I think it was on Thursday, and he told me that I have in his computer 11 different Betzeis Yisraels.
Wow!
But that includes also what I recorded of the Majlis of Betzeis Yisrael.
Yes.
So I only recorded three. I think this is the fourth one, I believe. Obviously, I have another five that I never recorded even.
Wow. Well, that's like Yasala, who composed about 500, but he only recorded about 100 of his selections.
I have news for you. You know, it almost sounds like what I'm doing now. I know I have books with all my stuff in it.
Yes.
And I'm holding now like a 485-486 number of compositions.
Wow. Well,
we now I only recorded, including what I did now, only 95 of them.
Well, okay.
So very close to what you just told me.
Yes, with Yasala. That's interesting. Very, very interesting.
You know, I also have, we spoke about it before, a piece called Lefichach.
Mm-hmm.
Lefichach is like a beautiful march. It takes all of 2 minutes. And we have the choir does a wonderful job with it. And I think that's also something that it's a very upbeat march tempo.
Mm-hmm.
It was composed in 1953. That's 57:13.
Well, you know, Betsy, I know my audience is going to really enjoy these selections. And it was so nice seeing you this past Friday at the Bris.
Yeah.
It was for...
ZK.
Zalman Kopel. Yes, and I know that the Kopel family are all into Mudgets and you. And,
yeah, well, his father is the Gabbai of our shul.
Oh, is he? Oh, I met him. I had invited Zalman and his dad to some of our concerts that we ran, and they really love this music. It's really something.
Yeah. Well, you had a very good relationship with Zalman, I understand.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, he's a good guy. He keeps me going, I have to tell you. I call him out, Zalman, I'm stuck. You know, he comes right over.
He comes up to the website to help you.
Oh, yes. Thank God. You know, it's good to know.
He's such a good fellow, I'll tell you.
Yes. Yes.
Such a. A humble, down-to-earth mm-hmm. fellow. And
a mensch.
So
yes.
Caring about everything.
Yes.
I've asked him to do a lot of things for me in the last couple of days, emailing to different people. Had to be sent to Israel to a few people. And, in fact, he sent it to you also, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Anyway, listen, I wish you a Zisen Pesach and... I'm sure my audience has her appetite whetted to hear these selections, which I'll be playing in a few minutes.
Okay.
And Ben Sam, we're going to keep going. I just want you to know that.
I hope so.
Oh, yes.
I just hope that God gives me years and energy.
Amen.
So I can keep doing this kind
well,
of thing.
Well, you know, this kind of thing is what gives you the energy. It's not that the energy gets you to do these things.
That's true.
These things give you the energy. Yes, because I am a great believer that the body responds to the mind.
Definitely. I find it to be true. I can be sometimes I feel like sleeping, you know, and I say, no, I can't just go to sleep. Right. I have so many things that I have to do.
Right.
And I pull around with my music. I've been trying to make my music now is in books, I mean, everything, but I'm trying to sort of organize it a little more, which takes a lot of time. I mean, I've spent a lot of time with my music, actually.
Yes. Just an aside, I this afternoon I was at a conference at the Center of Jewish History. It had to do with archives, Jewish archives, and so forth. And I walk out, and a young man comes over to me with a beard, and he's from Crown Heights, and he lives in Israel. But he was here, and he said, Mr. Bernhardt, I said, no, Charlie, he said, thank you for sending me the Ben Seonshenker program from 20 years ago.
Oh, really?
I want you to know, he was the one who got me to search through, you know, I have so many recordings here and there, and I was panicked. I said, oh, no, did I lose that? I found it, and I sent it to him in Israel, and here he was on West 16th Street, saw me coming out, and he said, thank you so much. And I said, listen, it's on the archive now, and he said, I know, I listened to the archive, so it's a very small world. The Jewish world is a great world.
They call that globalization, though. I'll tell you, we're talking about Charlie. You get me a copy of this program that we're just doing right now.
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. It'll be on tomorrow, Monday.
Oh, on the internet?
On my program, but I will send you a CD of it.
Yeah, please.
And again, thank you so much for sharing these thoughts with us.
Okay. Be well.
Thank you.
And let us have a good Freilich HaPesach.
Amen. All the best, Vincent. Keep it up.
All the best to you.
Keep it up. Shalom.
It's such a pleasure to be with Ben Sion. He's terrific, and as you know, he is certainly a great favorite of mine. So let's get right to this album that just came out, and we're only going to be playing 6 or 7 selections. There's over 20, and we'll start with Holachmo. This is the Bread of Affliction. You hear Andy Statman with his mandolin clearly in the background. This is the new version, a new version of Dayenu.
Da yeinu, Ay ilo hevir om besay khoy begerov ov loy shika so reino besay khoy da ay 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 no ilo shika so reino besay khoy si bek to khino mit bo abolim shana da ay da ay no Bat chen va mit bo a bol mim shon de loy khil no es amon a ye no ilu ilu khil no es amon ay va loy no sam don es a shabos a ye no ilu ilu no sam don es a shabos Loi kero vondo lefnei har sinai Ayeinu Ilu ilu kero vondo lefnei har sinai Loi nosan vondo essa toiro dageinu Ay ilu nosan vondo essa toiro Loi hichnisonu li eretz Yisroel Dai, 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 ayeinu
Ayeinu
Ilu ichni sonu li eretz Yisrovev Loi bono lonu es beis habichido Dai, dai, yeinu
Well, it's different to say the least. I hope you enjoyed that. And this is Lefichach. Ben-Sion is still going so strong. It's wonderful. He's 86 years old, and we just wish him so many more years of good health and sharing and bringing us this wonderful music. This next section is the Va'al Yedei that he said was played at the wedding of daughter, I believe it was, of the Bab of Rabbi, just a few months ago. This is Va'al Yedei.
Oh, man.
Okay, yes, I did say Val Yedei. Of course, it's Va'al HaKol. It's the third paragraph of the Grace After Meals. And the next section selection is the Harachamon, which is customarily added to the Birkat HaMazon during festivals. So this is Harachamon.
Harachamon Hu yankileinu Ve'yoyim shekuloi Yoim shekuloi tovoim, yoim shekuloi oru. Parachamon, uyan chileinu, yoim shekuloi tovoim, yoim shekuloi tovoim, yoim shekuloi oru. Ay 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 ni yoim ni yoim she tzadikim yoishvim vatroi seyem rosheyem ay 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 venenim mizim vashchina yechel keinu imoem.
Paul Schneck, I hope you're enjoying this, and I hope all of you are. This is Betzeis Yisrael, one of his many versions of the selection.
Yisroel meil mam shevoy sal
Israel. A couple more selections. Let's hear Chag Gadyah.
Zamina, Mr. Zuzay, Misrei Zuzei Zahab Minam O Misrei Zuzei Hagan Yochagan Yom V'yoso Halbo Roshab Nishunro Shumra, Yahol Ganya, Zabinabo,
Zabinabo, Missay Zuze, Ganya,
Vioso Hashoy, Shaka the Soyra, Shaka the Mayo,
selection from this new album of Bensi and Shankar's is Lashona Haba. Yes, well, next Chodesh Haba, I'll be in Yerushalayim, and hope you'll be there soon also. So let's hear Lashona Haba.
Shana haba, Birosh.
Selections were from a new album that came out with 20 new Hasidic melodies composed by Bensian Shanker. You had Andy Statman on the mandolin and the clarinet. Now listen, many of you are going to be invited to homes for Pesach, and you want to know what kind of a great a meaningful gift can you bring? My suggestion is give them a copy of this a wonderful Shanker album that just came out. Of course, other Jewish music also. It'll be very much appreciated. Bottle of wine or whatever, that goes and it's forgotten. But this music will stay with people for I don't want to say forever, but for quite a while. So I really suggest that. There was a new album with the Safam that I received, two CD set, one for Pesach and the other for Hanukkah. I will be playing this album for Hanukkah and perhaps intersperse some Pesach melodies along the throughout the year. But let's hear just a closing selection from their new Pesach album. This is Pischuli, Safam.
Shared tzedek avon.
Okay, that was Safam, and this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoyed this first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Stay tuned for Chazanis coming right up. Thank you, and Shalom.